So, good evening, everybody. We've seen for the last few weeks the discussion of the sugyas relating to measuring at home, measuring away from home, etc. Here with us in Maseches Beitza. One of the things we had talked about was the reason behind it. We noted Rashi on Chavtes talking about the possibility that it was in his language, nirek himodeid limkar. It looks as if one is measuring for the sake of selling. We talked about the nafkaminas of that being the reason for why it is that we don't measure. So I wanted to bring you one interesting idea from a shiur given by Rabbi Kivak Kahana, in which you'll see his words are in source number Ches. I don't know if we will agree with him in the end. In fact, I don't think we'll agree with him in the end. But nevertheless, would you like a source sheet?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. There we go. We won't agree with him in the end, I don't think, but interesting to see the other major sugya that relates to measuring on Shabbos that we really haven't touched at all. It's a mission at the end of Maseches Shabbos that ironically we quoted in our Rav Abashol ben Butnis shir. So clearly he has a lot to do with measuring. But this is about measuring of a different nature. When we're looking to apply to other types of measurings, here we're talking about measuring quantities mainly in our Gemaras and weighing things. We didn't talk about measuring distances or other such ideas. So, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. You can see it there. I brought you the Mishnah with the Rambam. The Mishnah is in the Gemara as well. I will note, there's a massive three-way machlokas between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam here. I brought it only for the basic ideas that we're going to say. The moral of the Mishnah, as they say, the moral of the story of the Mishnah, will be that certain types of measurings are allowed. Again, how exactly we get there, I brought you the Mishnah, I brought the Gemara, and we can go through it, but I don't want to get too caught up in it, because then we'll just spend the entire shiur on that. And that's really not the point. Really, the point is to see what sort of light we can shed on the issues that may relate to measuring things that are not, you know, classic, oh, how much liquid can I put in this cup, or how much meat should I be cooking now, but other types of measurings as well. It can have nafkaminas to measuring time, with, for example, an hourglass, or even with a watch, maybe. And we'll talk about sort of different applications. There's a long tshuva that I brought you on the second side, which printed upside down, so you get to flip it in an upside-down way, from the Tzitz Eliezer, about one of the issues with using certain amplifying devices, being that they measure the current or the amount of sound that's coming through, and things like that. So but that's very widely applicable, and we'll see some Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay, so taking a look at the Mishnah in Shabbos. Mefir nedarim b'Shabbos, v'nish'alin ledarim shein letzarech ha-Shabbos. Pretty straightforward, the Mishnah says you can be mefir nedarim on Shabbos, and you can ask to she'ela, to a chacham, on nedarim that are tzorech ha-Shabbos, as Rashi points out. And you can look down, by the way, if you want to compare. I didn't bring Rambam on the whole Mishnah, because then I wanted to fit everything onto both sides. So I skipped out the Rambam on the first part of the Mishnah, but we do have the second part of the Mishnah. But if you want to look, you know, to see what Rashi says with, as we read, so you can see. The fear in Rashi says, Ba'al li'ishto, that's in source number Gimel, and the Mishnah is in source number Aleph. Vinish alin l'chacham, and you can ask the chacham, right? L'nadarim shehin l'tzorech ha-Shabbos, what is Tzorech Shabbos, says Rashi? Kigon shenadar shelo lechol hayom. Let's say he made a neder that he wasn't going to eat, so then you can go to the chacham, and they can do she'ela, and they can pull the other Abashol ben Batnis connection, which is, did you know that it was going to give such a headache to these rabbis trying to be mater your neder? Anyways. Okay, you can also be pokikin es hama'or. What does it mean to be pokikin hama'or? What is a ma'or, generally? Light. Something which provides light. So what does it mean?
Poke.
What?
Poke means to poke.
It doesn't actually mean to poke. It comes from the shorosh of pakak. What is a pakak?
A plug.
A plug, correct. You can plug up the ma'or, which was a window, on Shabbos. Plug coming up, of course, both in terms of bottle cap and also when there's congestion on the highway in Israel, it's a pekak.
It's a pekak.
It is.
Zoreim.
Yeah, Zoreim is exactly when it moves through, when it's flowing, exactly. Yes, it's always fun, Israeli traffic reports. So there we go. Pokekin as hamar, you're allowed to plug up the window. Umodidin as hamatlis, and you can measure the matlis. What is a matlis? It's a cloth. Okay? It has to do with Hilchos Tuman Tahara. If it's Shalosh al Shalosh, it's Baos, as Rashi notes. Rashi has these in the opposite order, by the way. Rashi has a Moded in a Mikvah, which is the next one before Ves HaMatlis. So you can Moded in as a Matlis and Moded in as a Mikvah. You can measure them both. And a Mikvah, again, if it's three Amos deep and wide, one by one, then such a mikvah will contain the will be kosher. Okay. Next, umasa bimei aviv shel Rabbi Tzadok bimei abba shel ben Badnis shepakeku es ha-ma'or b'tafiach. They plugged up the window with a pach shel cheres, okay, with some sort of jug made out of clay. And the kashru es ha-makeda begemi, and they tied another type of kli cheres with a gemi. What's a gemi? So it's a type of reed, I believe. I didn't look this up, but I think that's what a reed is. I didn't look it up because I'm pretty certain it's a reed. And it's actually somewhat, what's the word? Stretchy.
Stretchy.
There we go. Just something to remember. Leida, to know, im yesh begigis poseach tefach im lav. In order to know if the barrel had an opening of a tefach or not. Umidivrehem lamandu, and from their words we learned, shepokikin umodidin vikoshrin bishabes, that you're allowed to do pikika, medida, and kshira on Shabbos. Now, as we're going to see, obviously this doesn't mean you can just go and tie things, and obviously this doesn't mean you can go and plug things up, and obviously this doesn't mean you can be modeid, or it doesn't necessarily mean that, but let's take a look. First at the Rambam to see what exactly is going on here. Pokikin as hama'or, says Perashim Shnais LaRambam in source number base. Shesosmin es hachalon chenichnas bo'or be'ezek limin hakelim. You're allowed to close up the window by putting some sort of vessel there. Avalasasmo b'mape sheyitla k'ein vilon k'var nisbar dina b'perash chivasar. But to actually close it with some sort of, really a curtain, that, you know, he says, that's for, not for here. Matlis, chaticha shal beged morin osa leida yim yesh bashal zesbal tzal shal zesbal zo yoser shetikabel tuma kemoshi isbaru klalei kol zeb b'mesech es kelim. Again, to know whether or not it's mekabel tuma, if such a, again, if such a cloth is that big, then you will, you know, potentially have tuma issues. Oh, in ba'el apachos mizev eina mekabel as tuma, as he says, or it'll have less and it won't be able to be mekabel tuma. V'chein morin ha-mikva leida yim yesh bashir mikva v'u amal ama berum shalosh amal solav. Same idea. Vitafiach is a kos, he says. Okay, he's more specific about what it is. Maketa, he says, is a luach katan, a little piece. Gumi.
Luach doesn't mean a calendar.
It doesn't mean a calendar here, no. It actually means like a tablet, to be honest. Right, like luchos is the same word. Because calendars looked like in that shape, so they'd be, I would guess that's where the name came from. But luach, all over Tanakh, does not mean a calendar. Certainly, it's just sort of some sort of flat tablet, rectangular or square object. A gumi is an albradi. That's a problem when you get kafach. You don't actually know what that means. Gigis is a ka'ara. Okay, so rather than barrel, which we translated as, because that's how we take gigis. Gigis here, he says, meant some sort of plate. Also something flat and maybe earthenware as well. We'll see the case. So, says the Rambam, what's going on here? Like, this is so weird. It's like, the Mishnah is hard to understand. And the Rambam actually builds off the Gemara. If you see the Gemara, Shem, and let's take a look at the Gemara first with Rashi, and then we'll take a look at the Rambam, which will be two slightly different ways of looking at some sort of story that happened and what's actually happening here. Says the Gemara, Shepaku es ha-mar b'tafiach v'kashu es ha-makeda b'gemi. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Rav Yehuda Amarav says in source number Dalet, and we're going to be referencing Rashi, which is in source number Hey. I made, you know, took the effort to bold the Dior Hamaskels, knowing how valuable it is. But I was just thinking to myself a couple of weeks ago, actually, when we were doing the big program for December 25th, our Tanakh program. So I went through the effort to not only put in pasuk numbers, which you can usually get most of when you're copying them out from different sources, but to bold them and distance them one from the next, because I think it's just easier for people to read that way. It's easier for me to reference it, and even though it's a lot of work, it's fine. And I tried suggesting to other people in the Kol that they do that as well, and they're like, nope, not worth it. I'm not going to sit there for, you know, half an hour bolding, you know, one letter at the beginning of a pasuk. But the truth is, I hope that my efforts, you know, are at the very least worth it in helping people learn a little bit. So, what happened here? Hilkiti ketana haisa ben shnei batim. There was a little hilkiti. What's a hilkiti? Says Rashi, it's a pathway. It's a shvil katan. Okay, there's a machlokas about this as well. Don't worry.
It's a what?
Shvil katan is a pathway, a small path. Okay, so basically we have house number one here, and a path in between. Okay? Continues. Vituma haisa sham says Igmara. Vigigis seduka munachas al gaban. What does that mean? So it says there's some sort of gigis, which can be a plate, which can be a barrel, whatever it is on top of the two houses, meaning it sounds like bridging over this Hilkati, as Rashi will explain. Let's see. V'hames mutal.
Is this an oil issue?
That's exactly what we're going to see right now. Says Rashi. V'hames mutal b'hilkati tachas hagigis keneged hasedek. So he says, Rashi says, so you have the two houses that are over here on the sides. In your, yeah, well, it's kafa alehem gigis kigigis, yeah. So on top, under the gigis, where there is a crack in this gigis, okay, so Rashi says you've got the gigis on top, crack in the gigis, underneath that, and that's all on top of the alleyway that's beneath, and underneath that you have a dead body. So, says Rashi, vilifnei mos hames, before the person passed away, pakiku b'shabes ha'ma'or b'tafiach, they closed off the window with, again, some sort of a vessel. Shema'in besedek hagigis poseach tefach. Why? Because maybe the hole that's inside this barrel, which is serving effectively as a roof over the alleyway, maybe that doesn't have poseach tefach, an opening of a tefach. Meaning, if the gigis does have a big gap in it, then is there an ohel there?
Nope.
No. The tumah can go straight up and we don't have to worry. But if it does not have the gap of a tefach, then it will serve as Rashi says, right? Shema'in besedek hagigis poseach tefach v'nimtza hames mutal be'ohel she'ein lo makom latzeis derech mala. And then the tumas hames cannot exit, so to say, above. And what's going to happen is v'chor shebein shnei batim machnis es hatumah letzad sheni b'mlo egrof. And then an egrof's worth would actually allow the tumah to enter into the houses on the side. Lefikach sasmuhu bikli cheres.
Sorry, that's only if there's an opening, though.
If there's no opening. If there's an opening, then there's no ohel.
No, I'm talking into the houses on the side.
Yes, and that's why they plugged the windows beforehand. They don't want there to be an opening.
So this causes, like, the creation of a single roof? Is that the idea?
Not necessarily a single roof, but the fact that the tumah, if it is a single roof, correct. The tumah's outside in the pathway. Let's say it has a roof now. Where does the tumah go? So, in this case, the tumah would have gone if there was a hole in the walls to the side of it, meaning to the houses, it would go there. So, there has to have been a hole. So, they seal up the window beforehand. Right? That's why they're sealing up the window. Yes. I guess, you had some time there. It's unclear why this is. It seems like a bit of a weird case. And, again, there are reasons for all the other Rishonim to discuss their own versions, but this is the way the Rashi is explaining it. He says, right, lefikach sasmu bichli cheretz v'gabo kenegen ha'hel... Hilket, and the top was opposite the hilket, right? Uklicheres eno mitame migabo. So therefore, they sealed this up, and that way you'd be able to go sort of on top of it. Uklicheres eno mitame migabo vechotzeis, and therefore the klicheres does not become tame on both sides, and it's chotzeis bifnei hatoma. So this is what happened here. Basically, again, and I realize it's a very, very complex case, and frankly, I'm not sure I quite get it 100% either, but the main thing is to see not the details of the Tumah Tahara, for all those are very wonderful, and if this was a Chabura to learn, Kalim or any of the other Mesechtos in Taharos, that would be our focus, but it's not today. Continues the Gemara. The Kashru Makeda, She'irach V'Tepach, then what they did is they tied this little, again, like we saw, was a luach, really, right? The makeda is a luach katan. They tie this little, basically, piece of earthenware that shaped a tefach. And what did they do, says the Gemara? Leida im yesh sham begigis poseach tefach im lav. To know if in the gigis there was a tefach or not.
So they're using it as a measurement.
Correct. So they're basically, what they're going to do, and says Rashi, im tikanes besedek hagigis, if this will enter in the hole, right? And that's what they wanted to know. Maseches Alos Shaninu, chiluk pa'aruba shebesocha b'ayis etumah miksasa kenegarum sasoch b'ayis, whatever, says Rashi, v'ani ula yachalti lahavin bo, so me neither, ulahachi nakad gemi shirai lamachal behema v'lomiv t'leleos kesher shal kayama, t'menate kishe yavish. First of all, a gemi is great because it dries up and it's not kesher shal kayama, so therefore you're not dealing with a deoraisa, you're only dealing with potentially a derabanan. And also it's Rai Lamachal Behema, so it's not Muktzah. Okay, and that's what happened there. They wanted to know if there was a Poseach Tefach or not. This was how they were measuring if there actually was this. Umidivrehem Lamadnu Shepokikin Umodidin Vikoshrin Bishabis. And from them we learned that you can seal You can measure and you can tie on Shabbos.
Great.
Basically, the moral of the story, however you're looking at the Toman, frankly, I don't think it's worth it to go back into the Parashat Mishnayos now. Slightly different way that he looks at it, but the main point is the same. We wanted to put the Luach into a hole that would potentially tell us whether or not there was Tuma in this area. And for that reason, they were able to measure. Now, let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara is important. Okay. Ula ikla lebe Reish Galusa. Ula was by the Reish Galusas. Chazgel la Rabba Bar Rav Huna. He sees Rabba Bar Rav Huna de Yasiv be Uvna de Maya. What's a Uvna or an Una?
Gigis
Malaya Mayim. He's sitting in basically, again, this big barrel full of water. And what was he doing? Vikamash Achle. And he was measuring it. So he asked him, Amarle, Amar Damri Rabbanan Medida de Mitzvah, Delav Mitzvah Mi Amor. He said, one second, you know, it's clear from the case of the Mishnah, why were they doing this measuring? For the sake of mitzvah. What mitzvah?
Prevent tumah.
See if things were tame, etc., etc., etc. So therefore, he says, he answers him back, Amarle, Mis Asik Baman. I'm just like playing around. I'm not really intending to measure. I'm just, you know, Shalol Litzarech Elali Asuka Balma. It's keeping me busy. I'm doing that. But really, he says, I'm not actually measuring. Just because I'm putting my cup in the water is like almost like playing in the bath. If you could think of it that way. I mean, why else were people sitting in a barrel of water? Why else were they sitting in a barrel of Shabbos, water on Shabbos? It's hard really to know, and there's other ways to explain this. But nevertheless, the point is that it's only a heter, as clear from the Mishnah, in which case, a case where you're doing a mitzvah with this measuring. If you're not doing a mitzvah with this measuring, it's aser. So,
is there an actual mitzvah to prevent tumah?
So these are exactly the questions that we're going to grapple with. If you look,
I mean,
did I bring the source? Did I bring the source for it here? Oh, or did I skip that source? Yeah, look at this. Take a look at the Kaf HaChaim in source 11. Deals with this question. I brought it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's the second to last source for you. Kaf HaChaim. Right, he says, "Who adim lindod chorim yesh paposeach tefach v'tumach nasis sham ve'af agav de'yachol lates mehabayis." And he's saying, even though it's not such a big deal, meaning, so just you should say, leave the house, assume that it was tameh. Right, so he says, nevertheless, kevan shemodid shiurei Torah lo have uvda dechol. I thought this is going to be later on. It sure turns out we get to it now. He says, what you're doing is you're following the Torah. He's saying, that's not considered uvdin dechol. Uvdin dechol is when you're doing it, and again, this is obviously working within the idea of uvdin dechol, which is what we're here to discuss today. But yes, he says, how can you call it uvdin dechol? You're measuring according to find out what the halacha is. There's no way that's uvdin dechol. I'm sorry, he says. But the truth is, that's exactly the question, which is like, this doesn't really sound like medida shel mitzvah, but nevertheless, we see clearly from the Gemara that there's only a heter there in that case of medida shel mitzvah, which implies, again, regular medida is going to be usser. Okay? All clear? Now, so the question is how this works together with our sugya. Let's take a look at a Tosfos on Daf Kuf Chaf Vav. The first part of the Gemara is not really necessary. Just jump down to the second line. Velo matzi lemeimar. He says, and we can't say, nami, pikak de mitzvah shani, that the sealing of a mitzvah is allowed. Kidamrina mishili mechiltin gabi medida. Just like we say about measuring. Dehasam lo have iser kol kach. That there, the iser of measuring is, it's a negligible iser. Why? It's ela mishum davi kuuvda dechol. It's only a case of uvdin dechol aval pekak. Dimishum tosefes ohel dedami levinyin. Leka lemishri mishum mitzvah. That we wouldn't be allowed to add. And again, these are sort of questions as to the other elements of the sugya there, but the fact is, people point to this Tosfos as the makor that's saying medida is uvdin dechol. However, Rabbeinu Hawi points to another good source that measuring is uvdin dechol, despite the fact that we saw in Rashi on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph that it's nirek kimode limkor. If you look back to Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, look back in the Mishnah. This is one of the cases that we compare to measuring because it's a form of measuring. The top line in Rashi that Rabbi Yehuda talks about when you're allowed to weigh out meat, weighing out, as we said, and this was what we spoke about the previous 2 weeks. The opinion of the Yerushalmi that was matirit was based on the cases of weighing. Sorry, my throat's a little bit dry tonight. I apologize. So, says the first Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shokolad and Basar. Tavach Hamocher Basar B'Mishkal. Afal Pi She'aser Lishkol B'Litra Dehainu Ma'asechol. Motzer Lishkol K'neged HaKli, because that's not Ma'asechol, right? Ikashinu V'lo Hasnehavi Ma'asechol. Which means that those who prohibit weighing, according to Rashi, prohibited because it's Uvdin Dechol, which matches up perfectly with Tosfos. Now, this is where I'm not sure how should we organize this. I'm going to organize it by reading out two sources first, and then we'll get back to the discussion that I had with Howie. I have my email to and from him where we discussed this issue. Was it a week and a half ago now? Week and a half ago. Okay. So, take a look at Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, by the way, based on the two sugyas, he takes a look at Rashi on Daf Chavtes and Aleph and says, what's the problem with measuring? Chavtes, not Chavtes. Chavtes was where he said? Mekach u'memkar, or something along those lines. He didn't call in Rashi on Uvdin Dechol on the weighing. And it could be, by the way, maybe he would learn that Rashi is uniform. The point is, he makes a machlokas out of this, as we saw 2 weeks ago. He says, "Vayin chamba Rashi shepirish mitam shenira kemoded limkar uvitos v'shavas davkov chavav kasfu be'esr medida d'lo havi esr kolkach alimishun davidu of d'dechol ayin sham." He says, "Upashur l'chora shekavanasam al medida zushal tzarchei abayis v'rak b'medida kazu itiru l'tzarach mitzvah upligi atama d'Rashi." Says Rav Moshe. Tosfos and argue, Tosfos and Rashi have a machlokas. Rashi holds the reason is nira kimode limkar. Tosfos holds medida shel tzorche habayis, a medida of things that are necessary for the house, is only a case of uvdin dechol. And he says, by the way, the Magen Avraham brings Tosfos. We brought a couple of weeks ago those who bring Rashi, and he says, and that's why he talks about medida sachom al yedei thermometer. He says it's not. There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Take a look at source number Ches, though, which is what...
What's he saying? You're going
with the thermometer?
No, what's he saying? What's he saying?
He's saying there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds the reason is nirek emoted limkar. Tosfos holds the reason is uvdin dechol. Period. That's all he said.
But then Rashi says the other reason also.
He doesn't bring that reason, though. That's Howie's discovery, slash...
It's the Gemara.
I mean, it's the Gemara. If we're comparing measuring weight to measuring other things, then Rashi there says uvdin dechol. Maybe, as I said, maybe according to Rav Moshe, you could be malchik. You can say, maset dechol is nirek emoted limkar. You could technically, but I mean, it's not a particularly strong argument. But I wanted to see, there's someone who opposes Rav Moshe. And this is this Rav Akiva Kahana. In this article that he wrote, where I got many of the marmakomos for this year from. Although I have to... You know, anyways, we'll see what we think of his chiddush. Says Rav Akiva Kahana, "Nir'esh she'nitan lomar." You have to say it as in Israeli voice. "Sherashi v'Tosfot einam cholkim v'agmara b'Shabbat midaberet al medidot she'ein lahem shayachut l'mekach u'memkar." So it's a very interesting idea. It says, look at the Gemara in Shabbos. What type of measuring are we talking about there? Measuring the mikvah and measuring the roof and measuring the this and measuring the that. Can you in any way argue that has to do with mekach u'memkar? So I'm not 100% sure about that. I mean, you could think of maybe the contractor. Right, if you're in the business. Well, not of selling mikvahs, but building in some way. Yes, but building in some way. But anyways, he says, "Kimo medidat orech v'gova shel dvarim nayachim v'lo shayach le'esor otam mitam zeh ela mitam uvdin dechol shemedidahi davar shel yom chol." And then here's what he says in the other way around, and we'll see if we agree with him or not. "V'gam lo shayach le'esor medida shel kemach ve'ochel b'yom tov midin uvdin dechol, sharei mutar la'asot tzorchei ochel b'yom tov, ela rak mikevan shezeh domeh le'mekach u'memkar." What do you think of that last argument?
We had a differentiation.
Between
the Baal HaBayis and the butcher, didn't we?
Yup. But what does that mean? Shari mutar la'asot tzorchei ochel b'yom tov.
So,
it means that hucher nami sorach, lucher nami lozorach. You're allowed to do all the different
right.
Malacha, so there's no isser on actually measuring, so there's nothing wrong with it. It's a gzera at the rabbanan. That basically, and the only made that gzera on Mechaplemenkar, if it looks like that. Otherwise, it's not. There's no gzera.
Okay, now what about all these other gzeros that we say are ovdin dechal and things like this and have to do with eating?
So he may be holding that all those ovdin dechal is actually Mechaplemenkar.
That's quite the stretch.
It's a stretch.
Number one. Number two. He's then going to conclude, I mean, first of all, completely incompatible with Rashi here. This is, Rashi is exactly, the way that we read the Rashi on Daf Chaf Ches, is exactly opposite. He's talking about weighing being Masachol, being Ovdin Dechol.
Right.
So, I mean, my point is to say, you see, all of these Yisurim that we're saying are Ovdin Dechol, and maybe not 100% necessary for the food preparation thing, and it's hard to understand why that would be. It's also, what he's saying is going
so
to come out, that Rashi...
So when he says El Rab Mekibin Shazed Doma, the Mekach Memchar, that's the reason it's Aser, it's not because Aser Ovdin Dechol.
Correct, he's saying Ovdin Dechol is not relevant here. Because
right.
If it was just Ovdin Dechol, it would be Mutter.
Mutter.
Because you're allowed to do Malacha, so
but
you're for sure allowed to do Ovdin Dechol. The problem
kind
is it doesn't seem to be like that. Number one from Rashi doesn't seem like that, but all of these cases here where we quote Ovdin Dechol again and again, saying either maybe they're not integral parts of the food process, whatever the case may be. So it's just not the case. It's hard to understand. Number two, it's going to end up that Rashi and Tosfos, as he says, agree. So it means that Tosfos over here holds that it's Doma Lekach Umemkar, and over there, Rashi holds that it's Uvdin Dechol. I don't know, that's it's hard to see that. You don't really see that anywhere. It's kind of a bit of a stretch, I think, this approach, to say that really Rashi and Tosfos agree. I would tend to look at it as each one in their own light. And here's the fact that Rashi says now that it is Uvdin Dechol by the case of measuring.
But Rashi, like what I mentioned before, Rashi holds with sharpening of the knife. He says the east.
That's my issue.
That's
my issue. So what kind of argument is this to say Uvdin Dechol can't ever be applicable? Like, did he not learn Mesechta Beitza? I don't know. Or he must have a very good answer for all of these cases where we say it's something relating to food. And it doesn't seem to be something that, you know, he's so worried about. Again, also to make the argument that, again, there's a weak fight to be made back to talk about whether or not medidot of objects or spaces can be relevant to Mekach u'Memkar. You could make the argument that it is. It's relevant to Mekach u'Memkar of a builder. But I agree that that's a stretch.
Talking about too much.
That's definitely a stretch. That's definitely a stretch. Nobody's saying that that's usur. We're saying it would be usur if not for the fact that it was a mitzvah.
Right.
Anyways, so something to think about with this approach of his. What I did want to do is to think of Rashi on his own, though.
In a sense, the example with the oil issue.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing probably bears no resemblance to Ovdin Dechol,
mm-hmm.
because they're not measuring it in a way that's normal,
mm-hmm.
and it has nothing to do with Mekach u'Memkar.
Right.
So in a sense, you could almost say it has that example has nothing to do with either, so you should learn nothing about it in terms of what Rashi holds in other scenarios.
Well, Rashi
where
doesn't
it's
comment
capable
there.
Of being...
In a Hanami, it's hard for me to understand... and we're going to see that poskim tend to be more machmir on these things. Why, in cases that clearly don't bear resemblance to Uvdin Dechol or Mekach u'Memkar, why we are so machmir? But nevertheless, Tosfos does say that that is in case of Uvdin Dechol, and if not for the mitzvah, it would be aser. Tosfos does say that. He says that measuring whatever it is, length, width, whatever, however you want to say it, however you want to spin it, it's true they did it in a way that was quite weird, but that was made because they were handicapped by Shabbos. So, anyways, something to think about. I wanted to go look back and say, hey, let's think of Rashi within our sugya. Let's put aside this other sugya for a moment and think of how Rashi looks at measuring. So, on the one end, we have one Rashi who says that weighing is Ovdin Dechol, and we have another Rashi who says that measuring out food for animals and measuring out food in, again, some sort of measuring device is Doma LeMekach u'Memkar. Now, last week we gave one possibility, which was that the Doma LeMekach u'Memkar is only because you're going to your storehouse with a big measuring tool and taking out tons of food into a trough, which maybe is the type of thing that might be considered more Mekach u'Memkar, because when else do people go into big storehouses and take out large amounts of food with a measuring device? Maybe. Putting that aside for a moment, though. So, we then have the... here are the possibilities that I raised. It gives us five ways, really, to look at Rashi. And I'll go through them slowly, and we'll talk about... I will go through them in order of my preference. Preference one is that all weighing, all measuring is all mekach u'memkar. However, professional weighing is also uvdin dechol in addition to being mekach u'memkar. Meaning, Rashi holds in all cases it's mekach u'memkar, even for an individual at home. When a professional does it, that's like a significant act, and that's therefore a ma'asechol. But for a regular Joe Schmo to do it is not precise enough, it's not whatever the case may be, that we wouldn't consider it a ma'asechol. Another possibility, the reverse. Not the reverse, sorry, something similar. All weighing is uvdin dechol, and mekach u'memkar, slash mekach u'memkar. Or it's really the same idea. Such an idea would be to say that therefore Rashi uses one in one case and one in another case to say it's really a concern of this, it's really a concern of this, we don't do it therefore. And that really Rashi holds that it applies in all circumstances. You can, though, come up with some slightly worse reasons. Another read would be to say all weighing and all measuring is uvdin dechol, but non-professional weighing or measuring is going to be mekach u'memkar as well. Meaning that there's an additional issue when you're sort of copying what the professionals are doing. That's very hard to understand because that should certainly apply, I would think, to professionals. So I'm not really noted towards that one. And finally, the least compelling one is that professional weighing is uvdin dechol, but not mekach u'memkar, and non-professional weighing and measuring is mekach u'memkar, but not uvdin dechol. That makes even less sense. But those are all the technical permutations that the two Rashis can fit within. What we end up with is basically that, as far as Rashi is concerned, the most likely option, in my opinion, is that all weighing is mekach u'memkar, and professional weighing also gets a status of uvdin dechol. And when I say weighing, I mean measuring as well. That's really, I think, the best way to interpret Rashi, or to say that you have both of them present, or that they're the same reason. I think those are pretty close. That being the case, in terms, this is very, very important in regards to applying Rashi. If we say that all weighing is mekach u'memkar and only professional weighing is uvdin dechol,
what's the nafkamina?
I'm giving you, that's exactly what I'm doing now. That's literally the sentence that I started. If we say, again, that all weighing is mekach u'memkar and only professional weighing and measuring is uvdin dechol, then in a case where it's not relevant to mekach u'memkar, say temperature, say time, say maybe space, Rashi holds it's completely mutter if it's not being done by a professional. If we hold that both reasons apply, though, or that they're one and the same, then according to Rashi, you always have to be concerned with uvdin dechol in all types of measurings, even, let's say, a measuring of time or a measuring of, you know, sand in an hourglass or a measuring of temperature. All of those things now, according to Rashi, will be a concern if he really holds that uvdin dechol is a concern in all cases. That's the nafkamina. Because depending on how we balance Rashi on Chavches and Rashi on Chavches, we're going to end up with either a reason of uvdin dechol that's applicable in more cases, or a reason of mekach u'memkar that's applicable in more cases. When life was simple, when we were of Moshe, and we just said, according to Rashi, it's uvdin dechol, everything's straightforward. Now, though, that we maybe incorporate, and we said, sorry, that everything's just mekach u'memkar, my apologies. Rav Moshe said, according to Tosfos, everything's uvdin dechol, and Tosfos argues with Rashi, Rashi says everything's mekach u'memkar, and that's why it's aser. But then we said, and as we looked at this a few times ago, according to Rashi, many questions relating to measuring don't even start. Because there's no way to compare them to mekach u'memkar. How can you possibly say that measuring time is mekach u'memkar? How can you possibly say that measuring a temperature...
You charge by the hour.
Oh, please. Anyways, I think that's the importance of looking at these two Rashis and trying to think of... It is true, but that's not the way it worked in those days. Anyways, that's just something I wanted to keep in mind, taking a look at some of the discussions in the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer is built off of Shulchan Aruch in two places. One is one in Hilchos Muktzah, a suffolk about whether or not you're allowed to carry a watch on Shabbos. We know now, of course, that we carry watches. There are different heterim, different discussions of it. We're not going to get into that so much. But it's going to talk about the medidos. We'll take a look at Shulchan Aruch, how he paskins in terms of medida b'Shabbos. We already saw the medida in other cases last week, all the other Shulchan Aruchs that were out there. So, says Rashi, says Shulchan Aruch, says Yud, and then we'll go back to the Tzitz Eliezer. Mutar limdod b'Shabbos medida shal mitzvah, kigon limdod niyesh b'mikvah mem sa'ah, v'limdod ezor mishehu chole v'lilchosh alav, kemo shenohagos hanashim, mutar dehave medida shal mitzvah. The second case is very, very interesting. I didn't bring the whole discussion of it. It took me a long time to figure out exactly what this is, but apparently they would measure a belt a certain amount of times around, and then they would say different, chant different incantations so the person would get better. It sounds a lot like ancient superstition to me, but I don't comment any further than that, although I'm sure it would make for a very interesting shir. It also brings up discussions whether or not you're allowed to be Lochesh Alamaka on Shabbos or not. But anyways, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at the Tzitz Eliezer, talking about the Isra Medida again in some sort of amplifying device where it's measuring the amount of sound that's coming through. Says it's Eliezer. No, Gali Isra Medida. He was dealing with other Yisroel Rav until now and again.
Clearly, that's not Memkar, that Medida.
Which Medida?
They're measuring the sound of an amplification device.
Correct. And that's why I'm bringing this up, Lechatchila, because if Rashi holds that the only sort of universal applied measuring concern is Mekach u'Memkar, again, how could you say that measuring sound, especially unintentionally, is going to be Mekach? It's just impossible. But the Tzitz Eliezer doesn't bring up these Rashis here. I don't know why people are so loath to apply this sugya, these sugyas that we have in Beitza, but they don't. Let's take a look how he looks at it. Hine besop mesachas Shabbos, right? Uvnogele esemdira hine besop mesachas Shabbos daf kufnan zayin, which is, by the way, the last daf in Shabbos, I will note. V'chein nifzak bar Isa, v'chein nifzak bar Rambam, uv'shulchan aruch orachayim, de medida shal rishus asura b'Shabbos, as we saw, v'rak medida shal mitzvah muteres, g'on limdod yesh v'kumem sa'av, limdod ezor mishu cholev, alochol shalav, k'mo shenoh gos anashim, u'mishum kach, posek ha-shulchan aruch, he says, therefore, shulchan aruch paskins in shin ches nun aleph, that, ma shemore al hasha'os, shekorin ariloziv, bein shehu shel chol, whether it measures using sand or whether it uses some other form of measuring, one is uncertain if it's permitted to carry it. Ukvar pashat haminag lesor, and the minag already is to prohibit it, that it would be considered muktzah. Ukemoshem mivayer hamagin avram esif katanayin ches shehu mishum didami Limedidas hazman or limedidas hatzel vabe kli shemelachto leiser. Something which is there for keeping time is something which measures time, and medida on Shabbos is aser. V'chein kosef agravis if katan kuf beis the dummy limedidas hazman or hatzel vabe melachto leiser the medida shall reshus aser, because this is a medida that is not necessary for the sake of something important. It's not necessary for the sake of a mitzvah or anything like that.
Why not? Could be for in terms of
what... We will get to that. Excellent question. We will get to that. Which will also answer the question, by the way, which I'm surprised no one asked, of... We talked about Medida Shel Mitzvah clearly being Mutter from that Gemara. Why then isn't it a slam dunk? And that's based on the Mishnah. Why isn't it a slam dunk here? Why is there Machlok as Rav and Shmuel when it comes to measuring Kemach for the sake of Hafrash Haschala? I'm surprised none of you asked that. I was waiting for that question, but it will be addressed when we get there to this question that you just asked, of why can't I use my watch to come to shul on time or learn or whatever the case is. And he says, "Ulefize gam benidonenu over hamidaber al isra medida mikevan she'al yedei diburo maf'il sha'on she'imdod midat hazramim." There we go. We got to our other traffic, right? Zorim. Ve'ein ze yoter tov mimididat hazman o atzel she'asur. Says it can't be any worse than measuring shade or measuring time. So therefore, aser.
Is measuring shade not what we call a sundial?
Yes, sundial. That's what he's referring to, a sundial, yes. And you think if measuring time in some way is aser, then okay. I mean, the case is probably you're thinking of bringing a sundial somewhere outside so you can tell the time with it. That's what we're talking about in this tiltle. Okay. However, he says, Mashiesh makom limso heter benino nenu, hu alpima de isa sham bemesachas Shabbos. He says, however, you might be able to argue from the conclusion of the Gemara that there's a certain heter. Ulaiklo the Beresh Galusa Chazia, etc. We saw this Gemara, right, that he was measuring, but he wasn't really paying attention. So we'll jump down to Upirish Rashi. You see on the end of the next line? Upirish Rashi. Misasek shalo letzarach eliyasuke balme v'arach kosev, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Misasek balma ana klomar ani modeid velo miskavein limedida ani. He's saying, lemaisa, I am measuring it, but I'm not intending to do this. Now, you can see where he's going with this in terms of, let's say, a microphone. Which idiot is sitting there talking to a microphone thinking, I'd like the microphone to internally measure how, you know, how high my what noise I'm making right now? I mean, that's ridiculous. Therefore, he says, "V'hachanami nomar shezen nikra mitasek ba'alma mikevan sham daberi no mitkaven klal limdida v'choshvani she'alpi rov." Says it's Eliezer. Oh, afilu tamid. He says it's either most of the time, but probably always. Ein hamidaber hanimsa al yedei hamikrofon yodea bichlal she'al yedei tiburo hu gorem limdida b'haf alatosha on moded b'cheder hapikuach.
But I thought the issue on that kind of microphone has nothing to do with these things. It's the fact that it
so he goes through the other he goes through the other ideas. You're right. But I'm saying I just pulled out the piece that's on Medida. You're 100% right. There's no question that we don't use microphones, and that's not really because of Medida. But this does allow us to see how Medida is applied to a variety of circumstances that, frankly, within Shitas Rashi, is basically impossible to believe that Rashi would hold that that's Aser. Again, if we're going in Rashi of Mekach Memkar, if we're going with Ovdin Dechol, slightly more believable as to whether we can say all measuring attempts are Ovdin Dechol or whatnot. Still questionable, but you can make that argument easier. And he says basically, he basically says, no one knows that they're causing this to be measured. Like, that's ridiculous. And here he writes something also very, very interesting. And here's where he gets back to the question that you two asked just a moment before. He says, if not for the heter that we wrote previously, yesh makom benidoneinu lomar shepikagon da tehe. If not for this discussion of the heter that we wrote in the previous line, yesh makom benidoneinu, there would be a place in our discussion lomar to say shepikagon da in this case tehe hamedida asura afilu b'makom mitzvah. Such measurement would be asur even b'makom mitzvah. Ushneitz da dei isur b'davar. There are two reasons to assert this. Reshit, first, Hamagen Avram Sham, Besif Shin Chet, Sifkatan Ayin Chet. Back in Hilchos Mokza, the Hamagen Avram writes, Shoel, Dehaha ve Medida Shal Mitzvah Shalomed Al Yado Vishari. Asks the Hamagen Avram your question. When you have a watch, I'm going to be going to a Daf Yomi Shir in the afternoon. That sounds like Medida Shal Mitzvah, that's Mutter. Why is it considered a Klisha Malachto Leser then? Umitaritz b'shem ha-ma'aril. And he answers in the name of the ma'aril, d'shani hacha, it's different over here, d'hamedida eina mitzvah. The actual measuring itself is not a mitzvah. V'im yishum shalomed al yada, im kein yitalel limudo b'yistur, v'heshari chalila. He says, if it's because you're learning with it, he's saying, no, it's not that the actual act of measuring is a mitzvah, it's you're measuring, and after the fact, you're learning. But the act of measuring itself is not a mitzvah. Meaning, and this is where it was important to go back to the Kaf HaChaim. In the Mishnah and Shabbos, what were you doing? The actual act of measuring was a kiyum almost of the mitzvos HaTorah. Seeing if there's a tefach here, and that's why I thought it was important to emphasize that. But when it comes to the learning, not the case. He says, "Lamadnu mizeh delo hitiru medida shal mitzvah ki im." He says, we only allow medida shal mitzvah ki im. Only kishehamedida kishel atzmahi min hamitzvah kimedidat mikvah. He says, when you're measuring a mikvah, that's part of the measuring itself is a mitzvah. Omedidat ezor mishu cholev alechoshalav, which we're not going to get into. That's a very weird case. But apparently, this was necessary in order to properly be lochesh on the chole. Shehamedida atzmahi ani tzrechet via atzma min mitzvah talechishal etzar chole. Again, just ignore that. Aval kshamdida atzma ina mina mitzvah, when it's not for a mitzvah itself, af she'al yada na'aset mitzvah, lo hitiru. Even if through it a mitzvah can be done, then they weren't matirit. So, when it comes to measuring out flour, what's going on over there? Are you doing a mitzvah by measuring, or after you measure, you're going to end up in a circumstance which may be a mitzvah?
It's after.
Clearly the latter. Therefore, that's why it's not a stira between the two cases. What is interesting, though, is that if we, in fact, paskin like Rav, which is a hard, in a hanami, it's a hard position to defend, to say that we paskin absolutely like Rav, then the halacha is going to be that that would, in fact, be mutter. Right?
I'm just trying to get my head through some of the concepts here. If the issue, let's say in the case with the animals, is mekapa memkar, then by putting, stabbing into the pile, you're doing a shinui, which would help with uzi nechol.
Right.
It wouldn't help with the mekapa memkar.
It would. It would help. We explained how it would help 2 shiurim ago.
Because you're not doing an exact measurement.
And therefore it's not like mekapa memkar. That's not the way you do it. Rashi himself says that, right? Shalo kiderech midah. That's not a way that you measure normally, and therefore that's what makes it not nirek mekacho memkar. If anybody or some invisible eye would be looking at you from above, they'd be like, which idiot is doing this in order to measure out grain like that? A, we said it may not be exact, and B, we said that's just an abnormal way to do it. That also helps, by the way, for Ovdin Dechol, as we saw in Rashi on Chavches, right? Right, shinui velo hava maasechol, because when you do something differently, so it really helps for both to do a shinui.
Okay, and then just based on the Gemara and Shabbat, where it says we learn from this three different things, it doesn't sound like with exceptions. In other words, it sounds like we learned that you could make a knot, you could seal the window, and you could measure.
Except that the Gemara is very clear under what circumstances there's allowed. Those are allowed. No one denies that there's a Mishnah which says that kosher is one of the 39 malachos.
Yeah.
You cannot take that Mishnah at face value and just say, oh, all these three actions are permitted on Shabbos. They're saying, under these circumstances, as were in the story, it would be permitted. And that's, I think, why the Gemara comes along at the end to bring the whole discussion. Didn't we only matir medida shal mitzvah? Right? So I think that's pretty clear. I think you'd have a hard time arguing that the intention of the Mishnah was to be matir those things. I mean, that would be a very, very hard argument.
I won't
in this... Right, I mean, in this context, I understand. Anyways, but what goes on is that that Mishnah is pretty clear that Medida Shal Mitzvah is allowed, Medida Not Shal Mitzvah is not allowed, and as we've clarified now, based on this Magen Avram, that's only when the measuring itself is a mitzvah or shayach to the Dinei Torah, as we saw in the Kaf HaChayim, who, by the way, is just quoting from earlier people the whole thing. Okay. Let's continue. Okay. And he says basically, Ein heter bedavar, Ein heter kishetarach lishader lidvar mitzvah, Mikivan shem didak shel atzmein ha mitzvah, Agdei datasa mitzvah, etc. As we said, Shinit. That was reason number one to think it might be aser, because the mitzvah is not being done by speaking into the microphone. The mitzvah is being done as a result of that. Veshinit, Zeshem atzinu shehitiru medidah shel mitzvah, Udakbe kishem medidah, Ein na letzorek mekach umimkar klal. Now look how he spins this. He says, where is the heter of medidah shel mitzvah? Only when it's not for the purposes of mekach umemkar. Ke'ein medidat mikvah ladat im yesh bamem se'ah. For example, measuring a mikvah, o medidat yizor lecholeh. Uvdomeh shel ma she'iz karnu kodem. He says, however, aval medidah shi letzorech mekach umemkar lo matzinu shehutra afilu b'makom mitzvah. This now is a very interesting turn of events. He says, why? And we've all just been saying the same thing, which is, if it's required for mekach umemkar, afilu lidvar mitzvah asur ayin sham.
What about the tefillin? I mean, he's measuring, and he said it's permitted.
So I don't know how the chayei adam squares that with our Mishnah. I think what they mean by mekach umemkar, I think what he's talking about though is specific actual mekach umemkar, meaning measuring and I'm selling it. Meaning not that it's nirek imode limkor or that it's eventually going to be something that's selling. Meaning, the reason why I'm measuring out my tavlin is not because I'm selling tavlin to you.
No, you're selling what the...
Right, but I don't know that that's considered... Then, I mean, clearly the Gemara doesn't consider it mekach memkar because the Gemara doesn't even aser it lechatrila. The Gemara says it's mutter lechatrila.
Right,
so, and
but
we,
I'm saying it doesn't fit with this.
Right. I mean, we asked this question last time. We didn't come up with a particularly satisfactory answer, other than to say that it's mutter.
Well, no, we did have an answer. It's things that couldn't be prepared before Yontif. So anything that can't
But no one
be...
said that it's pure Mekach HaMemkar. Mekach HaMemkar would still be usher, even if it could be done before Yontif. We just tell you to do it in some other way that wasn't Mekach HaMemkar exactly. I'm not sure if it qualifies as 100% Mekach HaMemkar. Meaning, we know, again, clearly that it doesn't, because the Gemara is matirit. But we had a hard time explaining why. Granted. Okay, to continue. We're pretty much out of time very soon. I'm not sure what we're going to do with this. But anyways, let's jump ahead. Anyways, the point is, he says, if there's a case of Mekach HaMemkar, he says it should be no different, that you can't do a regular Isser Derabanan L'shem Mitzvah. He says, jump down to Vim Kein B'Nidoneinu, the first two words on the line.
Okay.
He talks about, again, it's the same exact medida that's done. He says, L'chein yesh makom ladun shizeh oke'in medidah shal mekach memkar shal ahutra afilu b'mako mitzvah. He says, because this is exactly the way it's done on Yom Chol and not slightly different, and so I'm not quite sure what he's trying to argue here, but the point is that he takes mekach memkar not as a nirek mekach memkar type of concern of Rashi, which would get rid potentially of the entire concern of medida altogether, but looking at the case of its actual mekach memkar. That, again, is a very hard position to defend. What he goes on afterwards, he gives another heter, based on the panim me'iros, that when you're not actually doing anything, when you're not actually measuring anything, he says it's hard to really say that you're doing anything wrong. He says, right? I mean, look at the, we'll jump down. V'divrei shuta ha'le Yaakov l'marikash, the third to last line before the last paragraph there. In the middle of the line, Divrei Shusa Ahalei Yaakov leMaharikash. Everybody see it? Simon Kuf Dalet. Shematir Gamkin Uneish Eina Medida Bifoal Elahum Mihapech Hariluz Umimela Nimdat Hazman Lo BeYadayim. Says because you turn it upside down and then time starts getting measured, but you're not actually measuring it now. You know, I think of this with again with a watch, with something inside a machine, with a sundial. I mean, it's hard to say that you are doing an act of measuring. You're not. You're not doing anything. So he says that would be another reason why this would be okay, and therefore he concludes that it's going to be okay. Nevertheless, I just wanted to bring the case, by the way, of the Ezor at the bottom here in the Mishnah Berurah. Medida refuah hi refuah saguf mitzvah. Ugzer shchik asam emanem lo shayach bezel a refuah kigon mashke ochel. That's where he ends up with, it's medida shel mitzvah in the case of the belt as well, because they're measuring for refuah, and refuah is a mitzvah. So we see a number one from all this, both from this and from the Kaf HaChaim, we see there's a very low bar as to what's considered mitzvah here. We're saying it's mitzvah to do something that the Torah mentions in terms of calculating tumah. It's mitzvah to heal people. Now, there will still be other heterim in the case of, for example, if a child is ill, and Nisar Ravadia talks about this, other people talk about this, you're obviously allowed to take the temperature, and the case of chola is much more severe than a case of mitzvah. Certainly mutter. I'm still questioning as to why we seem to be so machmir. I haven't come up with a satisfactory answer based on the sugyas and beitza here. It really seems like there's a lot more area to be makel when it comes to certain measurings.
Is there a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
It doesn't seem to be the case. It doesn't seem to be the case. You could maybe make that argument when it came to food, that there would be extra leniencies, but that's not the cases where they're machmir. The cases of food seem to apply equally across the, as we saw in Shulchan Aruch in both cases last time. And again, that may be because you could have been able to do it beforehand, that maybe for whatever the reasons are, but it's still surprising to me that we're not applying the sfaros that we see here in the Rishonim back to that case. And if it would be me, I would be thinking, and there are other poskim who say this, that like, well, what do you mean? Measuring? Like this is not... If there's no ugd in the choli, if we pasken like Rashi, then it's totally moot. Even if we pasken like Tosfos, you're doing something in a bit of a shinui. Right? I don't know if you... And the question as to Shinui in general is a good one, as to whether it changes the outcome or whether it only changes the process by which it's done. These are things that we have to think about, but at the end of the day, Medita is going to be Asur on Shabbos, Medita is going to be Asur on Yontif. At the end of the day, it seems, we paskin closer to Tosfos that everything is Ovdin Dechol, and therefore any type of Medita is Ovdin Dechol, and therefore, you know, even if it's no Mekach or Memkar concerns, nevertheless, it'll still be an Ovdin Dechol issue, which will only be Moter, B'makom Mitzvah. That's really where we end up with the Sogya. And really, that's a sugya that's not even so much here. We squared our sugya with the sugya there by noting that this was not an immediate case of medida shel mitzvah, and that maybe there would be extra leniency, but it seems at the end of the day, if we're going to paskin like Shmuel, la halacha, to say that you cannot do these measurings, these are personal measurings, also these personal measurings that we saw, medida shel bias, and even measuring spaces, those are all going to be cases that are usher to do, unless there's a mitzvah or other heter for them.